Hello, today I'm here with Don Haddington, who used to be the camp's electrician right up to the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, up to the finish, yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about how you started at Butlins?
I started at Butlins originally about 61 on the transport for the first season. Second season I went to the fitting gang and ran the filtration plant for the water pools. And then I was up a ladder one day and the chief electrician said, I could do with somebody young like you, so I went to work for the electrician.
Well, you were trained as an electrician?
He trained me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, he certainly got one or two shocks. But it wasn't too bad. Then I went on a couple of electricity board courses for 11,000 volts. Some of the area moments, it was climbing the towers for the chairlift.
Were you?
Yeah, if you got a stoppage and one of the chairs hit one of the trips on the top, you had to go up and more or less straighten the trip out.
Were you frightened of heights?
No, fortunately. Yeah.
Tell us what an average day was like.
Start at 8 o'clock every morning. First job was collect the meter readings. It used to take anywhere up to a quarter of an hour to get them out into the book and everything. And then it would just work on from there.
With the meter readings, was it to work out what Butlins had used the day before?
Yeah, Butlins always had a record of what they had. When the electricity board came in with a bill, they wanted to confirm that they had that used that electric.
They used a fair amount of electric.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had their own line going in. They put a special line in from Hungary substation down just into the North Gate, and they had a separate 11,000-volt ring main right around the site with about 13 substations off it.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. I mean, that course that I went on with the IEB, when they introduced you, they said, go around and introduce yourself and what do you do and where are you from? And I said, most of them had one transformer to look after. I had to stand up and say, I had 13 substations with about 18 transformers. It was just a gasp. But it was quite interesting, very interesting, really. Met a lot of people. Some people still come up and speak to me, who I don't know.
A lot of people have said that the campers kind of, they saw you as a friend, really.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they, 20 years later, they would go, hello.
The worst, some of the worst times was when we had four share, before they went self-catering a lot of it. There were four people in one chalet, and you just got all the young chaps from up north, and Friday night was dynamite. You're guaranteed they were pinching fuses out here, there and everywhere. They'd just pinch them and chuck them away. You had a walk on next morning, you find fuses all over the place.
What, so they thought that was a bit of a joke?
Oh, yeah, they thought it was funny.
So they took the fuses and then just threw them?
Yeah.
Where did they get access to these fuses?
On the shallow lines, there was just a small fuse board up above. One could stand on somebody else's shoulders and reach it and pull the fuses out.
Did they get shocks?
Very rarely. One of them did one night, a bit of fuse while I was hanging out. I was on call 24 hours a day. I went out with me, with the wife and a friend and his wife. Before drink driving came in, we were going on the country. Every other pub I went in, Butlins are looking for you, Butlins are looking for you. And when I finally got back to the South Gate, I jumped out of the South Gate and the van picked me up and took me down. I also used to give change of clothing there anyway. And that was because the main storage had packed up. And that was a matter of it seizes up and trips the motor out. And it didn't matter going down and opening the pump up and finding out what had tightened it up. And 9 out of 10, it was either a bra or lacy briefs or something like that wouldn't split,
right.
Nylon. And you had to get your hand in with a Stanley knife and cut it and pull it out.
They added the bra or briefs get in there?
Down the toilet.
Oh, down the toilet?
Oh, yeah. It was a chug all sorts of. Quite interesting, actually.
You had some fun with these campers, didn't you?
Oh, quite. Well, it was them, you said. I mean, as I said, they used to have a hell of a lot of fun when that four share was on. I mean, it surprised how many campers there was on. Must have been over 10,000, 11,000. In fact, at the height of the season, I can remember Sony staff moving off-site, having to move off and take bed in Farley.
What, because they wanted the chalets?
They wanted their chalets to put paying guests in.
Did you live on-site ever?
I had a chalet, yeah. It was just a chalet for convenience with a bath and everything in it. So, I mean, where could go and get bath after a bad day?
But you didn't actually live there?
Oh, no, I didn't live on. I didn't live there permanently.
So, well, on that evening when you got called out, you'd gone on a bit of a night out and went from pub to pub?
We used to go on Friday night.
And someone was in pursuit of you trying
to... Oh, yeah, Butlin Brake was chasing around. So I'd be around pubs locally somewhere, go and find him. As I say, it was no... It was 24-hour call, literally, and that was it. Same with the swimming pool, I mean... That indoor pool, you could stand at one side of it.